WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the principal of Atlantic City High School is accused of failing to report a suspected case of child abuse. According to the Atlantic County prosecutor, a vulnerable student went to a school staff member and said they were being abused physically and emotionally at home. Prosecutors say that Principal Constance Days Chapman went to the student's home and told the parents about the report instead of reporting the abuse to the Division of Child Protection and Permanency as required by state law. Days Chapman is charged with official misconduct, hindering obstruction, and failure to report child abuse. After a deadly hit and run last summer in Ocean County, a now 18-year-old driver has been sentenced.
Yasmin Sanchez Centeno must serve 20 months in custody of the Juvenile Justice Commission. The Toms River resident previously pleaded guilty to charges that include DUI and strict liability vehicular homicide. He was a drunk minor who ran from the scene of the August 2023 crash, which killed 23-year-old motorcyclist Jeffrey Schlinger, also of Toms River. Sanchez Centeno also faces fines and penalties that include a two-year license suspension. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey former Governor Chris Christie will not pursue an independent bid for the White House after all, according to the Washington Post. The report says Christie had commissioned polls in 13 states and decided he could not win the necessary number of states to succeed. Christie had been considering an independent run on the No Labels ticket after he dropped out of the race for the Republican nod. Christie tells the Post that there's no way forward, and if his campaign would in any way help former President Trump win, he would not run. Text messaging has proven to be an effective tool in getting more patients to schedule their overdue mammograms, according to a study conducted by Englewood Health. The two-way text message reminders with a link to make a self-appointment improved health outcomes by using a personal outreach approach targeting patients with a gap in their recommended mammograms.
We've also extended beyond mammography to lung cancer screening, another very important study. Colonoscopy, another really critical study for individuals 45 and older to be screened.
Helene Wolk, Chief Operating Officer at Englewood Health, says last year more than 7,000 women received these text message reminders. Of those, 20% scheduled a breast imaging appointment, and breast cancer was detected in 0.5% of patients who were overdue for their exams. Now the Gloucester Glen Business Report. Jared Kushner's brother is purchasing Life magazine. Josh Kushner and his supermodel wife, Carly Kloss, bought the publication's rights to the magazine for an undisclosed sum. Life was owned by media mogul Barry Diller, who will still retain the rights to the magazine's content archive. The magazine went online in 2008, but Kloss reportedly plans to resume print publication. Jared Kushner is the son-in-law and former advisor of Donald Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 47 points at 39,807. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlen.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glen. We dry out tonight. Sun returns tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
The conversation continues in minutes with Dominski and Doyle on New Jersey 101.5.
Plenty of slowdowns to watch for. Route 9 through Lakewood and Tom River. 35 and Wall really busy south on Allaire Road down to Atlantic Avenue. Getting better in Keyport, 36 south near Atlantic Street. A crash over in that spot has now been cleared out of the way. The traffic on the turnpike's been really busy on both spurs to the car and the truck lanes right down to Exit 13. Still have a crash in the car lanes blocking two lanes to the right. 287 north extra slow at Exit 1 up to 4. Add an extra 6 minutes to the ride along that stretch. 18 south coming into Route 1. You've got a crash. The right lane is closed. Did have a crash on 9 north of the Edison Bridge. That one's now been cleared out of the way, and the parkway is awfully busy, especially north 143 up to 150. Leaving New Jersey, 30 minutes for the upper deck of the GW Bridge, 20 minutes for the lower level, close to 30 minutes of the Lincoln Tunnel, as much as 20 of the Holland. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Slow at 42 southbound. There's a tractor trailer broken down by Route 55. Well, that clogs up traffic all the way back to 76 and also at 676 south from Morgan Boulevard, exit 3 down to 76. And it's slow at 295 southbound from exit 30 Warwick Road down to exit 26. A lot of brake checks. Burlington-Bristol Bridge with a drawbridge opening expected around 420. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Even if your drains don't seem to be clogged, there could still be a major threat in the main line under your home. Guaranteed Service has the tools and expertise. They'll inspect your main line with a camera for only $77. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or online at GuaranteedService.com.
Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for alerts and receive instant notifications on breaking news, weather, and traffic. Staying connected to what matters most.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather for the upcoming holiday weekend. In general, I still like what I see. After we dry out tonight, we will have to contend with some wind, and there is one pesky shower chance coming up on Saturday. So showers, our current batch, will end this evening as things shift offshore, then clearing skies and the wind kicks up overnight. Low temperatures in the chilly upper 30s. Tomorrow, turning sunny and dry, but wind gusts over 30 miles an hour definitely noticeable. High temperatures tomorrow, lower to mid-50s. Not bad. Saturday, clouds and sun with a chance of an afternoon or evening shower, highs in the mid-50s. And then Easter Sunday, looking really good. Warmest day of the week, partly sunny and dry. High temperatures push into the 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Hackensack, it's 48. New Brunswick, 48. Evesham, 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by MyPillow. For a limited time, get a queen-size set of the famous Giza Dream Sheets for $59.98. King-size, just $69.98. The lowest prices in history. Call 800-315-0584 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code JERSEY.